the fear that we have is the limiting thing that we actually govern ourselves by.
You and I, this is where we align. And I do believe that mankind, listen, we started in fear. We are expressions of source energy. Source is love. We're all truly love beings. In order to know what you are, you have to understand what you're not. You start off this evolution in total fear and start to try to work your way to expansion, evolving, remembering who we are, that we're love. And so we're just on that spectrum right now. And it seems like we're about to be moving into this real awakening. It's already starting. Obviously, we're noticing that. Here we are, this awakening that people are having and shifting now into this other approach to life and more love-based and less fear, and starting, even though there's still a lot of people deep in that fear, and we start to continue to evolve in that love direction. But what we also know is, as with technology and vibrational energy, it all moves exponentially. So everything moves faster and faster exponentially. So listen, when I was a kid, I always say that when I wanted to go to the movies, you had to look in a newspaper or go to movie phone and find out the movie times. And now look, we all have computers in our pocket, and that's just how many years. So when my kids are my age, who the hell knows what's going to be? We can't even imagine. So it's just, it's moving exponentially, you know?
The scary thing is there's more technology in your cell phone than there was in the lunar landing module in 1969. That's scary, isn't it? When you think of that, you know, that is, it sort of brings it into effect.
So the technology that you're talking about, listen, you're a very rare gem on this earth that you can see things that we can't see. But the more that people like you speak out and sort of share what you know, and these ideas get circulated and grasped, then it's just all is part of why things continue to move exponentially.
This is what's so exciting, Jackie. We want to be the first to bring it to people's attention in our time zones, right? Our lifetime, yeah? We want to be the first to approach these subjects and bring them into the consciousness so other people can actually join in and take them further if they want to. I mean, I have this thing. Alison's my wife, by the way. And Alison says to me, she says, "You have so many ideas." And I say, "Yes, I do." And she says, "So many people copy you, Dom." I say, "Well, yes, they do. But they take my old ideas. They don't take my new ones." Yeah.
So and the old ones are old news. They're old news. Let them take it.
And that's what I think. I think, look, I'm capable of actually thinking of lots of new ideas, but some people aren't. But I'm quite happy for people to take my ideas and run with them anyway. Because once the world aligns into a place where we all think the same way, all think in love, I want everybody's water bottle to have love on it.
Yes.
So we start the day with actually love, you know, the coffee machines, all put love on them. So when the water goes through that process.
Yes. Listen, I have to tell you something, Dom.
Okay.
You are an example for everyone. You are a living example of someone who lives in alignment and who understands on a deeper level, not just the intellectual level, but in your being, that you can't be taken advantage of. You can't be wronged.
No.
Those things are all illusions. They're not real.
Absolutely.
It's all a part of our limiting beliefs, our conditioning. Oh, what if I get taken advantage of? And then this person, that's not who we are. We're all mini suns. And the sun doesn't care if you take its heat, it takes an idea. The sun doesn't care what you say about it. The sun doesn't care. It just gives love and warmth and energy. And you are living that. And you even said you're excited in the morning to have an egg. And that is who that you are, who we truly are. That is who everyone naturally is. That is who we suppress that part of ourselves. And when we get separated from that part of ourselves, the discord is so painful. That pain is really based on the separation of ourselves and our true inner selves. You are a blended being, and you're such a light in all of our lives that we're just meant to have fun and live in joy.
Yeah, we really are. And I think fun is the most important thing.
It's
my holy grail. It's what I live for.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You get that. Yes. If you follow your highest joy in every moment, you're going to live a full and happy and abundant, free life. because yeah, you'll exactly. know in each moment that you're already whole, abundant, and free.
Yeah, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? And everything belongs to everyone.
Everything belongs to, we're all one at the end of the day.
Exactly. And that's my philosophy. I really believe that everything belongs to everyone. And the more that we share, the better the world becomes, because if we can put a smile on someone's face by saying something, or if we can put an idea into someone's head that can explore it and take it further for the benefit of everyone, then that's what we need to be thinking and doing. There's nothing that's individual here. We need to be together. And that's the thing. And the more, see, this is my thought about auras. I want to teach everyone to read auras. I want everyone knowing how to read an aura. So there's no disguise anymore. People have to be authentic. And as soon as people become authentic, then the world lives in peace, doesn't
it? That's it. That is it. And by the way, speaking of seeing, don't you feel like more people are going to start to be able to see, and other entities will make themselves visible shortly in the future?
They're already doing it. They're already doing it. Yeah, absolutely already doing it. For me personally, I see different entities quite a lot. I interact with a few. I sit and talk to a few. You know, there's this sort of, I know it sounds crazy.
I mean, for the layman, for the rest of us that don't see the world the way you see it, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to see more.
Yeah, I think so. I think the more that we talk about it, the more acceptable it becomes.
Yeah.
And the less we're likely to be putting ourselves in straitjackets.
Right, because our beliefs change, and that allows things to be more visible. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, Jackie, if I said to someone, I can see your aura, they would have thought I was trying to chat them up or hit on them.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, great, Dom. Cool. Tell me a little bit more. Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, that's it. I get a long line of people wanting the same stuff. And that's the thing, that people got it in their consciousness now. They've got the understanding of it. And if they can use their life here to bring their understanding to a level where they can go to sleep and explore, they can go into meditation and explore, they can learn to remote view and see and find lost objects, dream about the things they want to dream about, bring in new ideas, bring in poetry and lyrics and understanding and wisdom and new knowledge, then that's our job. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And
people can start to see that. And then we can also bring to their attention all the stuff that they've missed. So we can talk about
that. That's fun too. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's great fun. Can you imagine? Just being able to share is a gift.
It is. Well, you're a gift. This is amazing. When we look at our lives, 1 million.